to the door. It was shut fast.
Can you knock it down?
No. If this place wasn't troll-proof, it'd be empty. Sorry.
Detritus?
Yes?
Are you all right? Only there's steam coming off your head.
I do feel, Detritus blinked. There was a tinkle of falling ice. Odd things were happening in his skull. Thoughts that normally ambulated sluggishly around his brain were suddenly springing into vibrant, coruscating life. And there seemed to be more and more of them.
My goodness, he said to no one in particular.
This was a sufficiently un-troll-like comment that even Cuddy, whose extremities were already going numb, stared at him.
I do believe, said Detritus, that I am genuinely cogitating. How very interesting.
What do you mean?
More ice cascaded off Detritus as he rubbed his head.
Of course, he said, holding up a giant finger. Superconductivity.
What?
You see, brain of impure silicon. Problem of heat dissipation. Daytime temperature too hot, processing speed slows down, weather gets hotter, brain stops completely, trolls turn to stone until nightfall. I.e. colder temperature, however lower temperature enough, brain operates faster and...
I think I'm going to freeze to death soon, said Cuddy.
Detritus looked around.
There are small glazed apertures up there, he said.
Too high to re-in if stone shoulders, mumbled Cuddy, slumping down further.
Ah, but my plan involves throwing something through them to attract help, said Detritus.
What plan?
I have, in fact, eventuated 23, but this one has a 97% chance of success, said Detritus, beaming.
Hadn't got anything to throw, said Cuddy.
I have, said Detritus, scooping him up. Do not worry. I can compute your trajectory with astonishing precision. And then all you will need to do is fetch Captain Vimes or Carrot or someone.
Cuddy's feeble protests described an arc through the freezing air and vanished along with the window glass. Detritus sat down again. Life was so simple when you really thought about it. And he really was thinking. He was 76% sure he was going to get at least 7 degrees colder. Mr. Cut-Me-Own-Throat Dibbler, purveyor, merchant venturer and all-round salesman, had thought long and hard about going into ethnic foodstuffs, but it was a natural career procession. The old sausage-in-a-bun trade had been falling off lately, while there were all these trolls and dwarfs around with money in their pockets, or wherever it was trolls kept their money, and money in the possession of other people had always seemed to throat to be against the proper natural order of things. Dwarfs were easy to cater for. Rat on a stick was simple enough, although it meant a general improvement in Dibbler's normal catering standards. On the other hand, trolls were basically, when you got right down to it, no offence meant, speak as you find, basically they were walking rocks. He'd sought advice about troll food from Chrysopraise, who was also a troll, although you'd hardly know it anymore. He'd been around humans so long he wore a suit now, and, as he said, had learned all kinds of civilised things, like extortion, money lending at 300% interest per month, and stuff like that. Chrysopraise might have been born in a cave above the snow line on some mountain somewhere, but 5 minutes in Ankh-Morpork, and he'd fitted right in. Dibbler liked to think of Chrysopraise as a friend. You'd hate to think of him as an enemy. Throat had chosen today to give his new approach a try. He pushed his hot food barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying,
"Sausages! Hot sausages in a bun! Meat pies! Get them while they're hot!"
This was by way of a warm-up. The chances of a human eating anything off Dibbler's barrow, unless it was stamped flat and pushed under the door after 2 weeks on a starvation diet, was by now remote. He looked around conspiratorially. There were always trolls working in the docks, and took the cover off a fresh tray. Now then, what was it? Oh, yes.
Dolomitic conglomerates. Get core dolomitic conglomerates here. Manganese nodules. Manganese nodules. Get them while they're nodule-shaped.
He hesitated a bit and then rallied.
Pumice. Pumice. 2 for $1. Roast limestones.
A few trolls wandered up to stare at him.
You, sir, you look hungry, said Dibbler, grinning widely at the smallest troll. Why not try our